Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Progressing Recruiters Live Everywhere podcast from Amoria Bond and Amoria Group. I'm Jörn Klaver, your host for today's episode, and we'll dive into a crucial topic, I personally would say, specifically for early career recruiters. Today we have the one and only Bibiane van Laten with us, International Learning and Development Manager at Amoria Bond, and she will discuss, of course, the training and onboarding program. Welcome, Bib.
Thank you, Jörn. I'm excited to be here.
Let's dive straight in it, Bibiane. Of course, as said, I think it's a crucial topic when we look at the training and onboarding program. Can you share some of your insights maybe also into how these programs help trainees to get started in their role as recruiter?
Absolutely. So what we have done is we've designed a training academy for new recruiters. And we've designed this academy around the 72 skills that we've identified. For recruiters. So effectively, people come in, can come from all sorts of backgrounds with or without recruitment experience, and they will start the academy, which we divided in kind of three learning phases, which the first phase would be to actually get the knowledge around recruitment. What is it? What is expected of you? And we have an LMS for that, so a learning management system, which online content, which trainee recruiters can watch. And we link them also to experienced recruiters so that they can listen to the experienced recruiters how it's being done. Then in the second phase, we've created classroom trainings so that they can practice the theory behind it in a safe environment. And then the last phase is really applying that learning on the job, where we will sit with them and do desk coaching, really listening to how they apply the theory and be able to self-reflect after the one-to-one session with frameworks that we've provided to them. So an all-round learning academy, which really prepares everyone for a successful recruitment career.
You mentioned, of course, in the beginning also the 72 skills. Where are they coming from?
They have been identified by the board of directors and the sales managers combined with L&D as well. And we have these skills assessments, which we use to really look at the development of each person. Every person develops in a different pace. And based on the pace, we have a look at, okay, where can they need extra help in their development and where can we support them a bit more.
Maybe, you know, to dive a bit deeper on it as well. If a trainee starts, what advice would you offer to master their first months and progressing quickly, if they wish to, of course, in their careers?
I think what's crucial to progress quickly is to really be open and willing to learn and try new things. I think the people that have been most successful in recruitment have constantly self-reflected, look at, all right, what have I tried? What can I do differently next time? What do other people do and how can I kind of copy that and learn from the best? I think what is also one thing that's really shown to be effective is really good preparation, solid preparation for a setup of a day. Who am I going to call? What is the goals and expectations that I have from myself? What do I want to get out of those calls? And next to that, also really to celebrate small successes, especially in the beginning. It will take a little while before you do your first deal. So appreciating the small wins, booking a meeting, getting information from a client, having a conversation even with a complete stranger for longer than 5 minutes is already impressive at the start. So having that right attitude and following the best practice, and success will follow.
You also mentioned preparation is key, kind of like, you know, to get a successful start in your career. What tips could you give maybe around preparation, or, you know, where can people learn to do best preparation for themselves?
With the preparation, it's very important to have a goal in mind. So by looking at what you want to achieve, you can work back to what you can do on a daily basis. So if you have clear on what you want to achieve, for example, in that day, then I think the day before, all right, so what do I need? What information do I need that I can use on the next day to be able to achieve that goal? Especially in the beginning, this is going to be a little bit more tricky And therefore, it's very important that you work together with your team lead or your manager to strategically set up a call list where you can call the right people with the right goal in mind and the right outcomes.
Those are, of course, kind of like the positive advisors, you can almost say, to kind of like have a quick career start. Would you say that also any don'ts that you say, like, if you start with a career, that you say, like, leave that at home?
What I see people do is when they start at the same day as other people, they start to compare themselves, which is quite natural. This doesn't always have the right effect. I think that it's very important to mainly compare yourself with yourself and with the goals that you've set and try to be a better version of yourself, maybe in each call or each day, so that you grow your own pace, because comparing yourself with others, maybe they have a different background to yours, or they have in different parts, they have a different development, can work demotivating. So I'd say really play your own game. Focus on yourself, self-reflect, look at your own progression and where you want to progress, and ask for help. If you think, oh, I would like to develop more at certain points, don't be shy to ask for help, because that's what we're here for.
And obviously, you've been in the recruitment sector already for several years, decades, you can even almost say. how do you see the role of the training, but maybe also recruiter, but me also training and development, changed over those years in the recruitment industry?
So when I started, we had a very intense training course, which was just training, sitting in the classroom, practicing in the classroom. And then after 3 weeks, you were kind of pushed into the real world. Then there was a phase during Corona where everything was moved to online. And now we kind of in the phase where it's a combination of classroom and online, kind of a hybrid system. And the most recent development is actually going back to quality, going back to one-to-one personalized training, where the use of online in an LMS system as a backup archive or as a preparation tool is being preferred over using it as the main way of training people, which is definitely done in person in the training room.
That's of course kind of like some of the changes from recent years, you can almost say. Where do you see it going in the future? What things would you think would be part of training and development if you would have a crystal ball for the future?
I think gamification will be a very interesting way. We see that because of the use of mobile phone, because of the on-demand television with Netflix and social media, the concentration span seems to be decreasing, which means that it needs to be more interactive, more fun to actually keep people focused. And therefore, I think gamification could be a way where you can develop training into a way that keeps also the new brains engaged and excited.
And what do you see maybe as your personal kind of like challenge or way going forwards that you want to introduce in the training and development world?
A personal challenge is probably time. So I think that if you want to create the best academy quality trainings for people, really having time and spending time evolving it continuously towards the needs of newer generations is quite a challenge. Understanding how what the differences are in the way that people learn and absorb information, combined with how they can use that information in their day-to-day job, I think that's going to be a challenge, or that is a challenge for me.
There's obviously a lot of chat about generations and difference between generations. You, as somebody who, of course, has had been years already with the company, in the recruitment sector, did you also experience the change in the way people learn, in the way that how we react, and kind of like almost in the way that you teach people also?
Yeah, if I compare my very first recruitment training, which was mostly sitting, listening for hours and hours in a row, and then practicing, and then go back to listening, and then practicing. We used to be able to sit for hours in a classroom. Now, if you look at a group and you sit them down for 90 minutes, they lose focus after 30, 40 minutes. You see that the engagement is declining unless you make them active again by doing an exercise, energizing them again by activating them in that scenario. So our trainings are really based on active exercises that are really closely related to their reality, which is the way that they learn best from their peers in an active environment.
If you look at the effectiveness of training, you know, it's always a challenging one because everybody learns different and everybody's got their own style. But what would you say are some of the key metrics or indicators, if you want to say, that Amore Bonds is using to measure the effectiveness of their trainings?
Training is not just delivered by learning and development. It's also delivered by sales managers and seniors. So it's really a team effort to help people develop in the best way. We measure the effectiveness by using the skills assessment that we mentioned earlier, where we go through the different skills and really looking at, okay, where is somebody in their development and how can we adjust the training towards that person. Then we also do a learning and development review where we look at the engagement during the training, how they use their LMS, their attendance as well. L&D goes onto the sales floor to actually listen in while they are calling their clients and candidates to monitor progress there as well.
Do you also measure time to productive, you know, so you can see kind of like an increase in time to productive with the trainees, for example?
Yes, absolutely. Time to productive is one of the key indicators that we use to see if they're developing in the line with what we see as the norm, to see where we can improve our trainings as well.
Maybe last part from my side also, what tips would you give to new trainees in the recruitment world? When we look at training and development,
really be open to learn, listen to what is being said. Do you understand what is being said? If you don't understand, ask for clarification. You will see that the theory and what you hear in reality is not always exactly the same. Think about, all right, what are the bits and pieces that I want to keep? What are the bits and pieces that I will probably stay away from? What is working for you? So really make the content your own. Apply it, try it, put your own sauce over it to and make it yours so that it feels more natural for you and therefore it will be easier to use it on a day-to-day basis and implement it.
Those are, of course, a bit more related to kind of like the work environment, you can almost say. What can people do, you know, to train their learning and development skills maybe at home or in their own time?
I think a lot of the skills in recruitment are very useful outside of recruitment as well. Just think of asking open questions, so you can always practice that with your friends and family as well to get more information. I think that's a really good thing to do outside of work. Closing, you could try it. Objection handling, all the skills really that you apply on the work for. If you try it on your friends and you make it a habit, to ask open questions, it will be easier to actually do it in the job and it will help you develop a lot quicker as well. And get the success that you want and achieve the goals that you've set out for yourself.
Thank you, Bibiana, for sharing your insights and expertise on the training and onboarding program. And you, to all our listeners, we hope you found the discussion informative and inspiring, and hope you navigate your recruitment career. Don't forget to subscribe to more episodes, of course, from us as well. And until next time, maybe your career journey will be filled with growth and success. And hear from you all soon. Thank you for now. Bye.
Thank you, Jörn. Bye.